This podcast helps you to understand the nature of the relationship between Elizabeth and her people. Elizabeth wanted her people to see her as a strong ruler who could keep the kingdom safe and wealthy. This involved two approaches: actively promoting a positive image of herself, propaganda, and controlling the spread of other conflicting views, censorship. Each summer, when roads were in better condition and when outbreaks of plague might hit London, Elizabeth went with most of her advisers, officials and servants on a royal tour. They all stayed in the country houses of noblemen. These tours were known as progresses. As she travelled, she made a point of being seen by as many of her people as possible. She also wanted great entertainment at the places she stayed at, although very few subjects ever attended these great entertainments. As a result, the Privy Council deliberately developed Accession Day pageants. On the 17th of November each year, towns and villages try to outdo each other with bell ringing and great bonfires, remembering the day when Elizabeth first took the throne. Another example of propaganda was through the church. The law required everyone to attend church each Sunday and to use the same prayer book. At every service, the worshippers would say this prayer for the Queen's Majesty. It reinforced in people's minds their duty of loyalty and gratitude to Elizabeth, God's chosen ruler. A service of thanksgiving was held in every church each year on Accession Day. Nobles knew that Elizabeth enjoyed plays and often brought acting groups to court. Their performances often showed how kings and queens gave society order and prosperity. If the queen liked a play, it would soon appear in print. Educated people around the country bought copies and arranged performances in their own homes. The government encouraged this. Very few of Elizabeth's people ever saw a painting of her. Most Elizabethans probably gained an impression of what their queen looked like from their coins. It was hardly a flattering picture. About 135 paintings of Elizabeth survive from her time, but there must have been many more. The Queen and her Privy Council did relatively little to spread her image, but they certainly tried to control the number and quality of the portraits that could be seen. In terms of censorship, there were never more than 60 printing presses in England in Elizabeth's reign. It was relatively easy for the Privy Council to censor publications they disapproved of, punishing the writers and printers severely. They published their own books defending policies such as the execution of Catholic priests. The Privy Council also encouraged others to spread favourable views of the Queen to all who could read. Elizabeth helped Edmund Spenser's epic poem The Faerie Queen to become popular, as it praised a queen very like her. Elizabeth's final speech to Parliament in 1601 was published by her own printer, Robert Barker, and was circulated within 2 days. The Privy Council was keen to spread the speech's message. She loved her people.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.